Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/wondery. That's vanta.com/wondery for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on, it's about keeping everything secure.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to Crappy Hour. It is Monday, March 17th, 2025. I'm Ronnie Karam, and that over there is Mr. Ben Mandelker, the handsome, the gorgeous, the talented, the thin,
everyone.
The well-coiffed, the mucho-haired Ben Mandelker. How you doing today, baby?
I am great, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. I'm freezing cold, but other than that, I'm great. I don't even mind really being cold. I kind of like it. I'm getting used to it. We were in Toronto and Minneapolis, and it was cold there, so I'm just going to get used to it.
Yeah, we were in all the cold weather climates up to this very morning, and then we flew all the way in to LA from Toronto on an airline I had never even heard of called Porter Air, which was very nice. I liked it because it reminded me of Sutton's daughter named Porter, and they have a little cute raccoon as their mascot. They didn't have any running water in their bathroom to wash your hands after you peed, but that's okay. You know, and my, you know, there was water that dripped through the window onto me, which was alarming, but you know, it was actually quite comfortable and it was a fun experience. Did you notice though that they made so many announcements on that flight? It was nonstop.
They wouldn't shut the fuck up, and because we were coming from Toronto, they have to do everything in English and then you hear it in French too. Okay.
Oh my god.
Just shut up. And they wake you up too. They make you listen. And the lady made me take out my headphones to listen to her spiel about the seatbelts and shit. I'm like, lady, I've heard the spiel. Okay, I get it. You need your attention. Here's your attention. Okay, you're doing a great job. Okay, and I understand about seatbelts. Now tell me in French.
Oh, my God. I was trying to sleep. I had 4 hours of sleep, and I'm sitting there on the plane trying to sleep. And I was like, every 10 minutes is like, ladies and gentlemen, we will be coming down the aisle shortly to be telling you about coming down the aisle shortly. And it's like, ladies, mesdames et messieurs, pendant depuis quatre heures, vous allez dans la... And you're like, okay. And you're like starting to doze off again. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to know there will be Wi-Fi. And you're like, okay. And you pass out. And you're like, ladies and gentlemen, the Wi-Fi is not working. There'll be a reset in 20 minutes. It was like nonstop.
We had to hear about that Wi-Fi longer than the Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi worked. The Wi-Fi worked for 20 minutes out of 5 hours. And they talked about it for 4 fucking hours.
Oh my God. It was nonstop. And then at the gate was even worse because it was like every 3 seconds, every single gate, it was, they had full volume. It was like, paging Clarice Johnson, John Paul Bjerson, Claire Bacciulli. And then it was like, nous voulons choisir. It was like every single gate. It was like, there was a gate that was down the hall and they had the volume for that gate over where we were, gate A11, and we were A16. It was like constant noise this entire time. But
they
otherwise,
got us
I enjoyed
for
it.
Sure. They got us today, that's for sure.
They did.
But
they
overall,
did.
Super fun time. Good to be back and good to be talking crap about some Bravo headlines. Let's get into them, shall we? It was a pretty busy week on Bravo, you know, since our last, since 2 weeks ago. I mean, for one thing, on a show that I've never watched or never given a shit about, Sheena was on it. So that was a big surprise. Everyone's like, oh my God, Sheena turned out to be in The Masked Singer. And my only question is, how did you not know it was Sheena? I mean, wasn't every song just like...
I know.
I'd like, yeah, I'll take one of every one of the prime cocktails.
Imagine if she was on just the Masked Waitress. Imagine you go to Sir and like a someone in like a bee costume comes up and you're like, who is that waitress? I swear I recognize their voice. Like, hi, it's Sheena. I'm your waitress. It's always
Sheena.
They
might as well be masked as waitresses at Sir for the good they do.
Sheena had a very, very big past 2 weeks since we last checked in because Sheena took a photo with Lady Gaga. It's the time of the year when all our Bravo celebrities are taking photos with people. You know, last year we had Teresa with Taylor Swift. That was 2024. 2025 gave us James Kennedy with the Tate Brothers and Sheena with Lady Gaga. So Sheena then went on to Shenanigans. This isn't written down here on our sheet. I just am remembering this right now, Ronnie. But did you see she had a clip of her? And she was on, I think it was Shenanigans, or she was talking to our friend Kiki. And I forget who the other person was. I feel like we knew who they were, but I'm sorry. I just remember Kiki. And Sheena was like, oh my God, I had like the craziest day. Like I was like backstage and I saw Lady Gaga. I was like after Saturday Night Live. And like I walked up to her and like all I wanted to do was just like say hi. I wasn't even going to take a photo at all. I will absolutely not going to take a photo. And then Lady Gaga was like, oh my God, it's Sheena. And I was like, oh my God, you're excited to see me. I'm excited to see you. Like singer to singer, you know what I'm saying? And then people were taking photos and they're like, we have to airdrop this to you. And then she grabbed my arm and she like led me through the party and was like, you guys all have to meet Sheena. It was like the best day of my life.
And the shallows. And the
shallows.
Poker face.
A lot of people met Lady Gaga this week. I saw Lady Gaga all over the Instagram. Lady Gaga jealous. Was like, you know what? I'm back. I'm just going to go hug everybody on their Instagram this week. That's all I'm going to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sheena and Lady Gaga did both have cameo appearances on the same show, I believe, aka The Hills. So it all comes back together. Victoria in the chat says, I'm honestly so happy for Sheena. And honestly, I am too. That's so cool. And I am jealous of everyone who got to meet Lady Gaga. We were not on her press tour, but
well, I don't know who can watch The Masked Singer. I call that show The Earplugged Viewer. Because it's like, who's wearing the earplugs? Me. It's me every week. Me. Bless her heart. So her that heart. Was that. For those of you who missed it, Carl Radke is coming out with a biography. It's called Cake Eater. It's like, Eater. People wonder where the name Cake Eater came from. It's from people who grew up, you know, privileged. People think I have so much privilege. You know, in Pittsburgh, my neighborhood in Pittsburgh, people would call the privileged kids who have everything cake eaters. Well, I'm not a cake eater, so I made a book called Cake Eater.
It's about misconceptions about me, Carl Radke. Ha. One misconception is that I don't like weight being put on me. But guess what? I want you to put your weight on me. Ha.
The other misconception is that I like hard hugs. I do not like hard hugs. I like soft hugs. Please.
Soft hugs. Tempest. Soft hugs, but I want them to be long. Soft, long, long soft hugs. Ha.
So that's always fun. I'm glad Carl's dipping into the world of literature.
Yeah, good for him. We also mentioned on our live show that, oh, of course, I'm getting a phone call. Stop it. That Jax Taylor has a new podcast called In the Mind of a Man, because his big confession since we last checked in on Crappy Hour, Jax has a cocaine addiction. I know. Everyone just relax. It's shocking news, but he has a cocaine addiction. It's very difficult to hear and process.
Well, let's just hope it's not as strong as his addiction to telling the truth.
You know? Yes.
Yeah, he came out and, you know, he did it in a good way because he really didn't try to profit off of it at all. Speaking of profiting off addiction, he was like, you know what? I have a coke addiction and a new podcast. Just going on tour. It's like, wow, way to sell it. You know, get it all out there at the same time.
Maybe you should rename his podcast from In the Mind of a Man to In the Nose of a Man.
I don't think either one of his are working too well. So
there's a lot of space. Yeah. So he's shocking the world. And then the other podcast that we mentioned, but you may have missed, is that Bran from Roni has a new podcast out called See Below.
And she made an Instagram with it, and she just took wacky pictures of herself. It's like, oh my God, please see below. And it's just a close-up of her tongue coming out of her mouth like that. Like that. So that sounds terrifying. I'm sure it'll be full of lies, which is fine. Is fine by me. I love Scamanda. So that's coming out, but they're not the only ones. Have you read the onslaught that have been coming in ever since those two announced?
Wait, there's more than that?
There's more. There's even more.
That's a lot. Okay. That's already an onslaught.
There is one. I'm going to look it up right now, too.
Oh, I see one already.
Gia Giudice. Gia Giudice is getting a podcast. Yep, it's called that. Casual yes. Chaos. Gia Giudice.
That's what I think of when I see her. Casual chaos. What about Bored Chaos? That's the vibe. That she doesn't even give off chaos. She should just call her podcast Bored, because that's how she always looks.
It's going to be, all right, you guys, today on my podcast, Teresa is really taking a lot of shit from Melissa, and I really don't approve of not being loved properly by my Uncle Joe, who I loved with all my heart.
I can't. I really can't. We also have a new one coming out from that most magnetic personality on Bravo, Michelle Lolly, also known as Michelle. I don't even know how to say her name because she dropped the Lolly. So it's Michelle Saniyai. Saniyai? Saniyai?
I don't know. Saniyai?
Saniyai? She puts the I in sane, but then she has another I. It's S-A-N-I-E-I. So...
Double I.
She has one. My name is Michelle.
She's kind of a pod person, so I'm surprised she hasn't had a podcast yet. It's very. Oh, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about Jessie. Her podcast is aptly named "The Pursuit of Sassiness." Has she begun the pursuit? How far is she on that journey?
The pursuit of sassiness. Oh my God.
The pursuit of sassiness. Just me, Michelle, your sassiest best friend from TV.
The sassiest girl on TV. Michelle. Michelle Saniyai,
talking about, I mean, by the way, I feel like our impersonation of her is that like she's kind of like AI generated, right? Her voice. So yeah. It's of course like her last name is so AI generated sounding. Saniyai, at least the way we pronounce it. So actually probably has a very normal last name sound. I'm probably being culturally insensitive also while I say this.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm not really sure what it is. So I can't even argue it. And I can't argue for or against her. I can argue against this podcast. So there's another one. Are you ready for another one?
Yeah.
This is, here you go. Now, this is going to be the best one. And oddly enough, it's called Come Together, which I think is the most awkward title for a podcast from these two, because they literally want to make people think they're coming all the time with the people, with other people. It's the most exciting. Let me tell you, they're really handing podcasts to very charismatic people. We've got Gia Giudice. We've got Michelle Lolly. And now we've got the hottest couple in town, Aaron and Gabe. Aaron and Abe. Lachey. No, not Lachey. What's her last name? Leaky. Licky?
Lichy. I feel like we also, need a podcast Aaron episode on just Icky. How to say her last name. Lichy. Aaron Lichy. Aaron is, she's got a pot. God, I can't wait to hear that. Hi, everyone. I'm Aaron. This is Abe the Babe. Hi, Abe. Aaron. Call. What was that video? Did you send it to me? Who sent me the video of her cooking recently where she was like, I think it was our friend Amanda sent it, who it was like, it was Aaron making a sandwich, like a grilled cheese sandwich with Gouda or something. She's like, here's what I like to do. I take Gouda and I put it on bread. And then I toast it.
Aaron, first episode, cackling hacks. Second episode, Bitcoin. Also, Aaron's been all over the news. She's been on like, you know, news tickers or whatever, talking about how she's going to overcome tariffs for Mezcal. We would do anything to bring Mezcal to the United States.
People haven't even tasted Mezcal in America, and now there's already a tariff on it.
So good luck to everybody. I'm not going to listen to any of you, but good luck. Speaking of Aaron has also been really trying to get Lindsay Hubbard on Real Housewives of New York City. She said in an interview, "Oh my God, I would love to have Lindsay. I'm going to totally try to get her in there because, you know, I'm a producer of Real Housewives of New York. As everyone, as the most fascinating cast member of a show that hasn't been working for the past two seasons, I'm going to pull my weight and try and get Lindsay Hubhouse on there. What do you think about it? Would she be a good one?
I don't think Lindsay would fit in because Lindsay's entertaining. So I think that might be that just is not like the right culture for Roni. But that was me being sarcastic. I know I actually don't think that Lindsay would fit in because the thing is this. I'm actually glad you brought this up because every show has like a different energy. And when people cross over, when people cross into Real Housewives or Real Housewives cross into like the youth, quote unquote, youth oriented shows, it feels weird. So for instance, when Ashley was dating Luke, it like didn't even make sense because Ashley is, I think, like 36 or so, 36, 37. So she's actually younger than several cast members on Summer House or as a contemporary, but like Ashley partying in like the Summer House or Winter House is disorienting because she's a real housewife and it doesn't feel like that should be bridged. And so it's a weird thing. And the reason why I brought this up is because Erin is a real housewife. I think Erin is 36 or 37. And I was just thinking about it. Like there are several people on these shows who are much older than Erin. And yet it's weird to think of that. Like Shep is so much older than Aaron, right? But Aaron's only 36. I don't know what I'm trying to get. This is the 4 hours of sleep speaking here. But the point is,
well, I'm following. I mean, I'm listening to
you. The point is that like it's weird to think about like the reason why I can't have Lindsay on the same show as Aaron is because Lindsay is from a Bravo sphere where you're 36 or 37 and you still seem like a kid, like someone who's just like partying at 22, you know? So like if you put her on Roni, we suddenly have to face the fact that either Erin is much younger than her vibe is, or Lindsay is older than her vibe. And it like doesn't compute for me.
You know, actually it computes perfectly for me. I think she's just what that show needs because what you're saying, I get like taking someone from one of the youth oriented shows, but they're aged out of that show. And also Real Housewives of New York is kind of like a youth. They're trying to make it like a more youthful version of Housewives. So I think Lindsay would fit. And also she's an influencer now. I was going to say trying to be, but she's an influencer now. So she would fit right in with those people. And she's also unhinged enough to make that interesting. Like I'd love to see her go against the comment you just put up is Lindsay Hubbard is Avery's grandmother.
I'm also really happy the comments are finally showing up on the bottom instead of right over our foreheads.
Yeah, I like it. But yeah, I think she'd be perfect for it. That show needs all the help it can get. And she needs to go away from Summer House. Like Summer House, she's too good for Summer House now. She's like top shelf Summer House, and Summer House is going lower and lower. So well, I say get her off of there and take her to Housewives of New York. Yeah.
Yeah, and she'll have a baby. It'll be sort of weird having a baby on Summer House. Speaking of the age thing, you know what I was thinking about? Did you know that Whitney from Southern Charm is older than Mauricio? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, Whitney's an elderly fella.
Whitney's old. Days.
He's in his 60s, I think 50, isn't he?
He's 56 years old, which places him like, I was trying to think, he's older than Giselle. He's older than Mauricio. He's not older than PK. I obviously had some time to do some comparison. I was like, maybe there's someone fun I can find. Cause like a big thing that we once thought about was that Sheena is older than Erin. And that's weird. Like it's weird to think that Sheena is older than certain Real Housewives, right? Like it's, or like how Avril Lavigne is older than Lady Gaga. You know, it's like weird, it's weird conceptual things. So like,
well, some things I can understand being like, wow, Erin, because she look, you know, you don't know how old she is. Cause she acts weird. I mean, I don't know. But Whitney? I mean, Whitney, I've never looked at Whitney and been like, wow, what a youthful chap. I wonder who he's younger than. Like, if you told me Whitney was as old as, like, Chita Rivera, I'd be like, okay. Like, I would believe. I mean, I don't know.
It's weird. No, it's weird that Whitney is it's like he's old. Like he's definitely old for Bravo, quote unquote Bravo. But it's just, I think that being on like the show where everyone is still like just going out and partying, it still is weird to think that he is that like Mauricio, like Mauricio, like he is a senior to Mauricio.
Yeah, he's like a generation above Mauricio. Charlotte says Whitney looks older than Patricia. Agreed. You know. Patricia knows how to wand and do all that shit, you know? It's like Patricia amazing. Told me the first time she met me, she said, you should do Botox. I said, I do Botox. And she says, you couldn't tell. It's like, okay. You know, so I'm surprised that Whitney has been able to age like that with a mother who's constantly like, have you tried a red light therapy? I mean, do something. Jesus Christ, Whitney.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Have you ever wondered how a circus performer could become the most powerful woman in the Byzantine Empire?
Even the Royals is a podcast from Wondery that pulls back the curtain on royal families, from ancient empires to modern monarchs, to show you the darker side of what it means to be royalty.
Before she ruled an empire, Theodora was a teen sensation in circus shows, featuring dancing bears, burlesque performers, and blood-soaked chariot races. But when her star came crashing down, she clawed her way from rock bottom to the very top, using everything from comedy to espionage to get there.
Empress Theodora didn't just survive. She revolutionized women's rights across the Byzantine Empire, like changing laws to let women divorce men, own property, and bring abusive men to justice. For all her work in pioneering, she's remembered as the most powerful Byzantine empress in history.
Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Even the Royals early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, I'm Dax Shepard.
And I'm Monica Padman.
And we are in our seventh year of hosting actors, musicians, athletes, presidents, CEOs, scientists, and professors. Monica and I do 3 weekly shows with celebrities on Monday, experts on Wednesdays, and crazy stories from listeners on Fridays. It's got an ample dose of irreverence, humor, and vulnerability. We regularly get sides of our guests that were previously unknown, and it is a celebration of all the messiness that makes us human.
We like it here.
We love it. Love it here.
We're chatterboxes and it's a good excuse to talk.
Also, we're friends.
Barely.
Hanging on by a thread. We're so excited to officially be a part of the Wondery Network. So follow Armchair Expert on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Armchair Expert on YouTube.
Well, here's another age thing to sort of blow your mind. Okay, I'm going to verify it. So Erin Leachy is 37 years old. Avery Singer is, I think, Avery Singer, it says, about 30 years old. That means that Avery Singer is 6 or 7 years younger than Erin Leachy. That is wild.
That is weird. But you know what? That's I don't weird. Really think about age. Because
I don't
I'm
know
aging.
Why I'm obsessed.
You know, that's why. So I've stopped thinking about age. I don't care about anybody's age anymore. And also with all the fillers and the Botox and stuff, you just can't tell because people like Lexi from Summer House, she's so young, but she gets all the, you know, the lip and the tox and all that stuff. And so I don't know, if you told me she was 40, I'd believe it. And I don't mean that in a mean way. Like she looks bad. She looks great. But everybody kind of gets that same like plumpy, you know, look so that you can't tell how old I am. So listen, I've watched too much Housewives to start worrying about age. I'm not worrying about it now, that's for sure.
Well, this concludes Ben Mandelker's Ages, Aren't They Crazy segment for March 2025.
Whose age difference is crazier?
Years, am I right, guys?
So some other stuff going on is Tamara Judge posted. Let me open this link. Open link URL. Yeah. Okay. No, I copied link URL. God, you know what? When am I gonna learn how to use the internet? Guys, can anybody explain the internet? So Tamara had another tantrum. And she posted an Instagram, a tantrum, a possum trum. And she posted an Instagram that was like, you know what? Fuck this reality stuff. When you got real life pain going on, reality's for the birds. I'm out. I'm out of here. I quit. And somebody wrote, oh my God, Tamara, are you quitting OC? And she said, yeah, I am. Fuck yeah, I am. And of course, our speculation was she must have gotten into a fight with Gretchen and Gretchen won the fight. And then Tamara ran away barefoot screaming, you'll never see me again. Which is what she did when that swimsuit design lady came after her. And that is what happened. They were in New Orleans filming and she got in a fight with Gretchen and Gretchen won. And so Tamara ran away screaming and crying and quit. And I think she's already shooting the show again. I don't think she really quit. Tamara isn't quitting that show. She's got leaks to fix in her house in Big Bear.
Not only is she not quitting, I actually don't want her to quit. She's a great villain. and she has a job to do. Like, OC is white hot right now, and she cannot step away from it. And, you know, we're not the only ones who said that. Teddy told Tamara that, because they did an episode of Two Teas in a Pod. Teddy came back. Teddy has had her surgery. They've still found more tumors. It's a very scary situation with what's going on with Teddy, but she's like, fuck it. I'm showing up to work. I'm not going to let this get me down. And good for her. Good for Teddy. And Teddy was like, I showed up to work, Tamara. You need to get back to work. And I really applaud Teddy for scolding Tamara, because Teddy is dealing with a lot more shit than Tamara's dealing with. And Tamara's the one being like, oh my God, there's real stuff going on. And Teddy's like, don't use me as a crutch for why you're quitting the show. Get back to work. And Tamara should get back to work.
Yeah. And also, you know, Teddy, no matter what shape Teddy's in, Teddy's going to be like, listen, girl. Real Housewives of Orange County is the reason our podcast is so big. One of us needs to be on TV, and we know it's not going to be me. Get your ass back to work. Okay?
Get to it.
We have a contract.
Yep, exactly. So it looks like she got back to work. So we don't know what happened on that New Orleans trip, but obviously, I mean, look, now we are way more interested than we ever thought we'd be in this New Orleans trip. I mentioned, you guys didn't hear it yet, because I mentioned this on our Roni recap, and we're not releasing that just yet. So one of our listeners was down in New Orleans and saw the cast in the airport flying back home and was on the flight with them. And we have intel, as our friends on Bitch Sesh would say, boots on the ground. So is everyone ready for an AV presentation? Because they sent us videos.
Oh, yeah. I want to see.
And pictures. Well, first, let me share a picture. So present image file. Image file. Okay. So they took a picture at walk. Okay. It's coming up. That's okay. This is a picture. So they said Gretchen and Heather on the plane, looking very salty towards each other. Let's see. Let me read what the actual email said while you're all looking at this picture.
Wait, why do you say they look salty at each other? They're just like looking at their phones, aren't they?
No. She said, Gretchen and Heather didn't speak the whole flight, and you two were the first people I thought to tell. So this is evident. This is.
Yeah, but how are you going to speak when the person's sitting in front of you? Gretchen is sitting in front of Heather.
I'm just reporting. But yeah, it is funny, though. I love seeing this picture of Gretchen and Heather together, both looking down at their phones, probably like texting people like, would you believe what Gretchen said today? And Gretchen saying, however, in text. So that's them.
Someone's asking if they're on Southwest. No, they're not on Southwest. By the way, Southwest is dead to me with their new rules. Listen, I put up with your bullshit A, B, and C group. I paid for the little early bird special to get on the plane. You're testing me, Southwest. You're fucking with me. I'm not.
Porter Airlines.
They have new rules. They're going to charge you for luggage. Fuck you. I know it's not about Southwest, but just while I have the chance.
Fuck
you guys.
Okay? Fuck them.
Okay, so anyway, they're not on that trash
airline. Porter Airlines. Okay, by the way, Porter Airlines was good. They just talked too much.
They had a great Buddha Bowl. Yeah, Porter Airlines had a good Buddha Bowl. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They did.
I love the raccoon. I don't know why they chose a raccoon as their mascot. Because I'm like, why do you want
food? I was like, what the fuck, man?
No, they had like a little raccoon. Did you see the raccoon?
No, I didn't even notice the raccoon. No, I never saw it.
Raccoon was great. Raccoon was
But you know what's so weird is I didn't notice it was a raccoon, but I was watching the film Wild Robot on the plane, which was great. I cried, I laughed, then I cried some more, then I laughed some more, then I cried some more. Then I was like, this isn't realistic. So that was great. And there was a raccoon in it. Wow, what a
wow.
So not on Southwest is the point. They are on Delta. But I know why Heather's pissed, because these aren't like real first class seats. These are those ones where you regional. Pay for first class, but they're just like slightly bigger and you don't get shit.
Yeah. She's like, where is my pod? She's like, the fact that I have to sit with another person adjacent to me, I will adjudicate the adjacency. So actually, if you're wondering what Heather Bro's mood was, it's hard to know. But we also have video. So here comes the video, everyone. Let me remove the photo. We have two videos. The videos, you can't hear anything, but you see Heather talking. And she's so Heather. So please enjoy. Here's the first video. I muted it because you don't need to hear the sound of ambient airport noise. So here we go. And we'll try to figure out what she's saying. Okay. Can you see it? Here she is. She's talking. And I said very clearly, I do not want a hurricane. I do not drink hurricanes. And you know what they said to me? They said, you will have the hurricane. And I said, well, I'm not going to have that. I didn't sign up to have the hurricane, and I'm not going to have a hurricane. And they're disgusting drinks. They said, oh, you're going to have the hurricane. Well, I think it's like, my turn.
That was perfect.
That it was actually the perfect amount of time, too, for that clip.
I really went someplace. I was not doing the crappy hour in that moment. That moment, I actually channeled Heather. Okay, here comes the other video.
Oh, there this one. Oh.
If you
but
ever...
But it's the same thing, right?
No, now she's pointing more. See, look. Come over here. Stand over here. I'm going to rewind. I just love that she made her stand. I'm starting this one over because I missed the first part. She's, okay, whoever you are, you cannot have an autograph. And if you want an autograph, let me tell you something. Wendy Malick doesn't even give those out. So you should be so lucky to talk to me. Get over here. Okay, let me tell you something. I give autographs, but not in an airport. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Airport, no autograph. Street, yes, autograph. Are you talking to me? I'm not listening to you. You are.
You don't even know what I had to deal with in New Orleans. I said, why are we starting this here? These are picnic tables. This isn't a classy restaurant. Why are we eating something called beignets? These are ben-boos. These are ben-boos.
And I love that she's being so actory and she keeps drawing the person back in. I think she's trying. It looks like she's practicing a fight that she's going to have, doesn't it?
I love
it's like, unlisten, Tamara. You don't run away. You stay. You deal with the problem.
You know what I love? You know what hand movement of hers I love? I love when she does a series of points and then she does that weird kind of like slow motion backhand where she sort of moves her hand as a full paddle slowly back. And then sort of does a wave with it. Watch. Here she is. Point, 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 point. Pull. Wave. Backhand.
Explain it. Bring backhand. It home. Bring backhand. It home.
Elbow point. Now ignore what the poor person says. Just stare at them. Go away. Yeah, and now the poor like person's trying to do a crab. She's trying to do claw hand. She's like, okay, let me see your claw hand. All right, I will let you do claw hand to me, and I will tell you if you can do it properly. Go. This is your cue. This is when you do the
now,
claw hand.
Do it now. No, that's not right. What are you shaking your fist at me? What are you at a protest? What are you going to burn your bra? This is not a claw hand.
I could narrate this for 2 hours.
It's just so Heather standing in the middle of the airport making a huge scene.
Just the pointing and the hand. It's like, and I just love when she pulls her.
People are trying to pass.
That is funny. She pulls her out of the way.
There's a man with a mop. Please do not stop him. All
and
right.
I said, okay, stand over here. Closer to the rich person. Okay. Now, slow backhand. Because you know in that moment when she does that backhand, you know she's making fun of like, oh, you're so smart, Gretchen. Oh, so Gretchen. So she tells me, she pulls me and she says, you stand right over here. And I said, oh, you're so clever with your stage directions. Well, guess what? I put in the time to work with Wendy Malick and you didn't. And I had to go through that. So I don't want to hear it from you.
I love that people are so used to being filmed in public that even the guy who's pushing the cleaning cart is aware that he's being filmed. Watch him pass and look straight into the camera. Like, really?
He's and by the way, could there like, be a better visual
he's
metaphor?
Like, hey, guys, this shit's good, right?
He's like, look at him. He's like,
oh, him look at the camera.
She's doing her, she's doing her elbow thing. Kara in the comments says, we are getting a bonus airport snap. Yeah, we're doing someone else's airport snap. I mean, I could sit here and just, God, I really.
Fucking Heather, man. Yeah.
Fucking Heather.
All right.
Great work.
What else do we have? Okay, so some of the other big news was that Tracy Tudor from Million Dollar Listing LA went on to, what'd she go on first? Jeff? I guess she went on Jeff first.
I think she went,
she went on Watch What Happens too, right?
I was gonna say, where else can she go on to?
Those two.
That's not, I mean, I was like, I don't know, it's not like she's going on Extra or anything like that. It's no
she
shade
was on Nightline with Jed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, she was probably on Jeff. And then was she on, because she wasn't on Watch What Happens Live anytime recently, was she?
I don't know. I get it all confused in my head. So many things I don't watch since she's been on. Just kidding, everybody. Okay, so she went on Jeff, and you know Jeff, messy-ass Jeff. He knows how to generate those headlines.
He is great at this.
Yeah, he is really good at getting himself in the middle of the conversation. I hand the guy credit.
He has a skill.
He does. So, and it's mess. His skill is mess, pure mess.
Yes.
So she went on there and she was talking about what a phony Dorit is. And basically, Dorit is not paying her bills. Well, anybody who's been reading the real hard news of the day knows that Dorit and PK don't pay their bills. They don't have any money. Mm-hmm. Why is anybody working for these people? They're not going to fucking pay you. Okay. So she claims a member of Dorit's glam squad was paid after she called her out for stiffing them on an episode of Jeff Lewis's messy ass show called Mess with Jeff Mess Lewis. After seeing the 48-year-old star had appeared on Watch What Happens Live, where she slammed Tracy's claims as attention seeking and accused hairstylist Chris Dillon of overcharging her. Oh, girl, you're learning from the Erica playbook here. That's what Erica did. She's like, oh, they wanted to be paid, but they were trying to overcharge me, so I called the feds on them and had them thrown in prison.
Yeah, I think he was just charging. I think he was like, hey, I cut your hair. I did your hair. I went to New York. I was there for 3 days. You're supposed to pay for my hotel. And you haven't paid me anything. That's not overcharging. That's charging. You have to pay people for their services.
Yes, and then she accused him of basically using her credit card and all this shit. She's accusing him of really shady shit. So, you know, he came out and said she's a liar. And then Tracy tweeted or Instagrammed, I don't know. Guess who got his wire transfer today, though? Tracy wrote in a comment to a clip shared of the Watch What Happens Live episode. After Tracy spoke out, a number of other commenters reacted to the situation, and some targeted the realtor. Who's stalking who on Instagram now? One person asked. And Dorit replied, exactly. Exactly. Read my lips. Exactly.
Now let's not forget. I mean, the tier of the makeup artists and the hairstylists that sort of circulate around all the Bravo celebrities. They are messy as hell. They are so messy. They deserve to be paid for their work, but they are messy, 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 messy. But this is a funny kind of mess because I like that this guy was like, you know what? I'm not getting paid. So you know who's going to do my, you know who I'm going to take it to? I'm taking it to Tracy too. She'll get the word out about me.
Oh, and then Dorit wrote, well, apparently, funny that apparently she's been trying for years and kept getting turned down to get on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Well, maybe this was a last ditched attempt.
I would believe that, but I also think it's so funny when people are on the Housewives, they become the mean, when they are, they're like the mean girls of like Bravo. Like they're like, you can't sit with us. You tried to get onto our show. Good luck. And they're always doing that. And then next thing you know, they're fired and dropped. And then they have to sit there knowing that they acted like that. And now they're on the other side of it. Just wait. Just wait.
Yeah. Just you wait, Henry Higgins. So a commenter said, Tracy Tudor, who even are you? You look like you're trying to look like Dorit. You wish. How much jealousy do you carry within yourself to kick a woman when she's down? You know, I hate that. Kick a woman or kick somebody when they're down. That's how you play soccer. Nobody yells at those people. That's what you do. There's something on the ground, you kick it. It's like when you see litter. What are you going to do? Pick it up? No, you could hurt your back. Kick it. Okay, this is Bravo.
Listen.
This is a sport.
Listen, they have a point, okay? Dorit, this is someone who lost $60,000 in a Big Lots, okay? It's a tough time for her. You don't kick a woman down after she brought $60,000 of cash into a Big Lots and got it stolen right out of her cart while she was browsing the impulse buys. Okay.
I was robbed of $10,000 straight out of my Target shopping cart, my Home Goods shopping, my, you know, Joanne Fabric shopping cart. Where was I? I don't know, but it was $10,000. I was stoked.
All right, B. Oh, all right. RIP to Joanne's Fabrics, of course.
I'm so the I'm other. Oh, sorry. You're surprised.
No, I was going to make a really just stupid comment. And I'm just
I want to hear it. I love stupid comments.
I was just going to say, I'm surprised we I feel like Bravo is the sort of place that like we would have met like the we would have met Joanne from Joanne's Fabrics. Like we would have met the person who's like, so my claim to fame is that my dad started Joanne's Fabrics, you know, but
well, I heard a little rumor that somebody's dad's store is going out of business. How about that, bitch?
Forever 21 is also filed for bankruptcy, I think, today or recently. So, so much for the wardrobe for many of these shows.
Forever not 21 anymore. That's what I've always yeah. called this store. So Reality Blurb is giving us a lot today because we've already read from them.
They have
today.
A lot.
Oh, by the way, we were just reading from Reality Blurb. So thanks, yeah. Reality Blurb. But also, guess what? More stories because it's Dorit and they really do not like Dorit. So people were accusing Dorit and PK of just faking this divorce storyline because it really doesn't mm-hmm. seem to be happening. And then they're seen together all the time looking happy. And Dorit, you know, it's rumored that Dorit was going to be fired. Well, literally every year that Dorit's been on, it's been rumored that she's getting fired because Dorit yes. really doesn't do a lot. She does a lot for us. Like we enjoy making fun of Dorit a lot, but she doesn't do much on the show. So every year it's rumored she's going to get fired. And so every time any storyline happens with Dorit, she's accused of falsifying the storyline, like the robbery, the multiple robberies, stuff like that. So now they're being accused of faking this divorce. So now they're really upping their game because PK was spotted in New York when Dorit was doing Watch What Happens Live. So people are like, oh my God, he's there supporting Dorit. So they're faking it. So PK sparked rumors of a new romance during a recent visit to New York City. Am I right, babe? As his estranged wife, Dorit was also in the Big Apple for Watch What Happens. PK stepped out with a mystery brunette at what appeared to be a nightclub.
Yeah, and there is video from TikTok, which I'm going to show. It's going to be kind of janky because it's embedded within the Reality Blurb website. But I'm going to show it to you because I do not believe that PK and this woman are an item because you see them and you see she's doing that looking around the room, kind of like little dance thing that you do when someone's trying to talk to you and you're pretending like you kind of can't even see them. Like, sorry, I'm dancing. I don't see people around me. And she's doing it so clearly to avoid him. And also, by the way, keep an eye out for her. But as an extra bonus, this is sort of like follows up. Like, this is like a complimentary thing that it complements what you pointed out with the Heather Dubrow video, how that guy with the dumpster who went by Heather Dubrow looks at the camera. In this case, we have another guy who goes by the camera and he gives this look. He gives such a cartoony look. He goes, he has a look on his face that's like, why are you wanna? It's a real special treat. So right, here we go.
Me, I'm going to share. Show me. I need to see it.
Okay, ready?
All right, here we are. Some ticky talky.
Let's make it big. Let's make it real
make
big.
Make it large. Okay. Make it full screen, babe.
Can you see it, babe?
Yeah. There. A lot of old guys in this nightclub. What is this?
A lot of old guys.
What's that place that we used to go to in New York, Real Housewives of New
boutique.
York? Boutique. This is the new boutique. Oh my God, PK's dancing really Diddy. Well. He looks great.
Because it's Diddy. It moved on. Okay, wait. Let's see.
PK sure looks different.
Here, wait. I'm going to show you again. I'm going to try to go. Okay, this is just a child.
It's like some little kid in a baseball cap.
I pressed play and it went to a child. Okay, it said, I hate. Okay, here we go. So,
okay.
Every time you pause it, it puts that child up. Okay, so there she is. And there's the guy who's really upset. I'm going to hit the loop. She's just dancing. She's just trying to avoid him. You see? PK.
That's the whole video?
That's the whole video.
That's when the spotting it. PK. It's some old guy talking to some women. Like, what is so yeah, scandalous?
Watch the guy turn around with a scowl. Did you see the guys turn around with a scowl? That's kind of the best part.
Like that guy's not used to getting turned down. Please. Yeah. It's not your first time at this rodeo,
this guy. Look
sir.
At him. Doesn't have good controls. It's not good to. The point is that this is not an affair, if you ask me. This is a person who got cornered by PK and wants him to go away.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to. What is this nightclub? I need to know what this nightclub is because it's scaring me. Look at those. Yeah. Look at the design. Look at the things in the ceiling that look like lampshades from the 70s that are coming down to suck your brains out.
Yeah, it's and there's And by the way, this entire thing is happening, like, PK has cornered her right by the bathrooms, too. You see the little bathroom sign. She's like, I just want to go to the bathroom.
Would you like a lollipop? I take dollars. Take dollars. One of the only people still taking cash here, babe.
This is a terrible video. Was this the Planet Hollywood opening? You know, Planet Hollywood just reopened. And the reason why I asked that is because the guy who's scowling is wearing a Planet Hollywood t-shirt.
Did they just need another chance to suck? Who needed a revamp of Planet Hollywood? That place sucked.
Yeah, I loved it when I was in ninth grade. But also, if the revamp includes PK at the opening, I don't know, it's fun. It's really, really stretching the idea of Hollywood.
We've fallen very, very hard. Okay, so in other news, VPR starts shooting the reboot soon. And some of this cast has been spotted. So I figure we can go through this and look at some of the new cast. You wanna?
Yeah. I'm coming right over some of the
new cast. Okay, so while you're pulling that up, also in other Vanderpump news, Lisa Vanderpump continues to win. She was just given her own casino in Vegas. She's partnering with Caesars to open the Vanderpump Casino, darling. Swinging chandeliers, Nickelane nickel machines, Nickel-a-lane, as we'll call them.
An entire casino dedicated to Lisa Vanderpump. I am scared. It's like the tuna tartare slots.
Yeah. They're like slot machines, but they're stuck inside of a cage, inside of another cage, inside of another cage, with a light and a crystal coming out of it.
I'm not really sure about that, but I hope the whole casino smells like animal shit, like her house.
Yeah.
And there's like little tiny gnats flying everywhere because of all the animal boop.
Real quickly, Carrie in the comments asks, are we going to talk about James and the Douche Brothers? We talked about it a little bit at one of our live shows over the weekend. And all that we need to know is that James pretending like he had no idea who the Tate Brothers are. I know who the Tate Brothers are. Okay. I am not part of the manosphere. And I am also not into human trafficking. But we know who these people are. And James cannot act like he doesn't know. James, come on.
For those of you who don't know, convicted of human trafficking, disgusting pieces of shit, let off by Trump. For what reason? Yes. Nobody knows.
Because they like him.
And unleashed That's back why. Into the world. And they were at, I don't know if it was a gig that DJ James Kennedy was playing at or whatever, but he was there and then he had to come out with a big long apology after posting a picture with them saying, oh, I didn't even know these guys. You know, I mean, I didn't know who they were. They said they had heard of my music. So we took a picture and, they posted the next day. This fucking guy followed us for an hour and begged us for a picture until we gave it to him. So fuck off, James.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Still the same old fuck off from James. You're under fire for abuse allegations with your girlfriend. You get dumped and then you take a picture with human
the Tate Brothers. Like,
how many chances does James get? Honestly.
Yeah, it's over. It's done. It's done. I don't think you come back from that. Well, you do, just like not on websites that I'm going to anytime soon. So anyway, meaning not like the websites. Super right wing.
You're certainly not coming back to Mother Jones. I'll tell you that, motherfucker. Good luck ever getting another cover story on Salon.
Exactly. Okay, let's look at the new cast and of I must have the cast and crew. We don't have to look at the crew. I mean, we like the crew, but we can look at the cast of Vanderpump Rules. So we have, this is from the U.S. Sun, and Vanderpump Rules' new cast revealed. So we have there's a group photo of a bunch of people in front of the Sir sign. In fact, I see the person all the way in the back. He was or they were the host at Schwartz and Sandy's, and it looks like they're back now in the Sir. They've moved over into Sir world, right?
Yeah. And they're real sweet. I met them at Schwartz and Sandy's when I went there. So the first person we're getting is Demiana, I think. I don't know, but I'm assuming Demiana.
Demiana.
Who has a resemblance to Sheena Shea, poses in her Sir uniform. This girl does not have a resemblance to Sheena Shea. She's got like long brown hair, but
yeah.
Otherwise, I don't see it. She does, however, have the face we were talking about before, which is just so much injections and Botox. It looks like, how old is this girl? Is she 20 or is she 50?
I don't know.
Like, I literally it's don't like, know.
Is this Jamie Presley? Is this just like AI? I can't tell.
I can't tell either, but I'm going to love her. I can tell you that much. Then we see a clip, a picture. Oh, should we be putting this on?
Oh, yeah. Let me do that. Let me get to it.
Since screen
doing
share.
I'm doing a lot of AV today. I'm like, one moment, sir. Oh, yeah. There you have it.
Okay. Yeah. So that's her. Okay. Flip over to the next.
Okay, scrolling down.
Oh, no. Oh, go up to her and click the little picture icon down at the bottom that says 11, and it'll show you all the pictures.
I didn't even see that icon. Okay, yeah, we are opening up. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Here goes the next one. It's her again. Okay, we have... Okay, Demi, she needs to... Okay, I think she put in contacts to make her eyes like... She's given like White Walker a little bit, you know?
Yes.
Like those eyes.
And I like that. I like that she could be like dead, you know. I'm into it. You got to keep up with the modern times, you know. Make it scary. Just have our first dead person.
Yeah.
Don't just make her dead in the eyes. Get a literal dead person to be the new hot waitress.
There's now we have four people here, and it says Vanderpump Rules future stars, including Venus, Demiana, who we just looked at, and Marcus Johnson. But there's four people here, so
okay.
Venus.
Here's why I'm going to say, girl? This is what I'm calling. No, Venus is not the girl. It's the dude. It's the dude in the surcap is named Venus. I learned because I looked through these pictures already. So that's the guy. He's like hot, I guess. And then the girl to his left is going to be the new Kristen. I guarantee it because she was already left out of the picture. Naming.
She's already awkward. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, I know you haven't seen Inora yet, but this is giving me big time Inora vibes. Once you see it, it'll all make sense.
Okay.
Ready?
So let's skip to the next picture. This
Demiana again.
She looks different in every picture.
This is an incredibly stupid picture. She's like, guys, I want to go to the beach, but I want to bring sunflowers.
I'm really into sunflowers.
guys, I want sunflowers near me, but I want a big red flower away from me. Okay.
And I only want to eat out of ceramic bowls behind her.
Guys, should I show my shoulders for this? Okay, I'm gonna lower my sleeves so you can see my shoulders more. Okay, for the sunflowers.
Okay, and don't worry, there's also something for us, Ben. Go to the next picture.
Yay, yes. Hey, Marcus Johnson. Okay, fan favorite. Hello.
Yes, Marcus Johnson. Hottie posing by the pool. We don't really see his face because he's looking up to the sun because he's so young that he's like, give me that vitamin D right into my face. Whereas, you know, the modern cast would be like, son, I'm not going into the sun. Son! Terrified, as you fucking should be of the sun. Okay?
And also, I'm excited for him because I hope that someone holds up a poster of Jax Taylor in the year 2025 and be like, this is your future. Just remember that. Okay? Before you get too excited about this body of yours, this is Jax Taylor. Now we have Natalie McGuire shares a snap in the Itty Bitty Sir uniforms. So this is, I would not think that she's a Natalie McGuire. That I feel like McGuire is a chosen stage name.
So Lisa Vanderpump, I know she likes her skimpy outfits, but this is not even creative. I like when they had to go to like they didn't have Temu then, but what did they have? It was some other discount like Chinatown or whatever, where they were, or the fashion district downtown, wherever they were, Santee Alley, or where they went to get their dresses before. But these are just black t-shirts on some, you know, some bad cotton short shorts. I don't get it.
Yeah. And but I guess that she has to go for something simple because everything else in this picture is so cluttered and deranged. I mean, you've got like more cages in the background, chandeliers hanging off of cages and wrought iron and disco balls and little divots on every single surface. It's too much.
Yeah, they're revamping the cast. They need to revamp this restaurant. I don't think this restaurant has had a deep clean since it's opened. It looks dirty.
Yeah, we need to go for a stylistic change here. This is I can't also, why do we have this like it's what do you call that shade of pink, like pink velvet there? That's like a boudoir pink, but then you have this random green velvet. That's the color of my hoodie from today. Why? Why do we have these color combinations?
Well, you have to remember this place has never had this place only has the lights on, you know, while people are working in the day. When it's nighttime, it's all those like Lisa Vanderpump or now Tom Sandoval, Philips Hue lights. So it doesn't really look like that. Okay. So next we see her doing an homage to we see this Natalie McGuire doing an homage to the originals and the original dresses. Yes.
Okay. It's classic.
All right. We'll skip her. And then we get Venus.
Wow. I already don't like him.
Douche. Total douche.
He's going to be a problem. He's going to be a real problem.
Wait until you see the next picture of Venus. Flip over to the next
sunglasses.
One. How is this the same person?
What? Venus?
How is this the same? I don't get that this is the same person. Do you think it is?
I see how it's the same, but Venus is... Wow. Venus is tricky. Venus is giving us different looks. So now we have to come up with an entirely new perception of who Venus is.
Yeah. He's giving us like douche bro in one. And then in the next, he's giving us like non-binary ethereal diva bitch, which I'm hoping like, is the version that we're going to get on the show because I would not fuck with this bitch. That's for sure. He's I'm wearing turquoise, which says peace, but I'm wearing hair and lips that says C word. Bitch!
My necklace says Luanne de Lesseps, but my hair says Amanda Peet. So then I think Venus is going to give us non-binary chic because in the next shot we have the whole group. Peter has photobombed. They're like, ew, who's the old gross old guy who's photobombed us?
Fucking Peter. Peter's done interviews where he's like, oh, of course I'm coming back to VPR. Did you think I would ever leave? No, Peter, I didn't think you would ever leave. Peter probably is a first dead cast member. He's just a ghost. He's just the ghost butler of Vanderpump Rules.
Venus is front and center. And what's funny about Venus, this is so Vanderpump Rules. Venus has this whole look. Venus has like this, like a suit, a gold sequined glittery suit. Venus is going for a look, but is also like, but I'm going to get my credit for my steps because I'm going to still wear my big ass Apple Watch. Does not go with my outfit, but I am not going to be told that I did not stand up today.
Can I just say right now, before we take another picture, this is a loud environment. I just got a notification. Everybody.
Guys, my heart rate is up a little bit. I also love those. So what's going on? So the person, the two women to the left of Venus from our angle, we have this one, this sort of like vaguely Tori Kelly-ish woman who's crouching on the ground, who is doing a full-on sitcom pose. She's like, and featuring Miranda. You know, she's like in a different show right now.
I feel like she actually works. She just has the face like of a genuine server who's like, I'm just here to please you. Like, I actually work. Nobody else I don't think works. I don't think anybody else does.
And then the girl right above her, that's like her friend from out of town who like asked to be in the photo. She's like, oh,
that girl, no one's taught that girl makeup yet. She's not from here.
They're like, is your friend still photobombing our photo? Come on. She's just in. She's really excited. She just wants to be in a photo with everyone.
Well, I mean, look, we know nothing about these people, but just from the pictures, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm ready to accept them. Oh, here's the classic cast. No, go away.
They're done. They're old news. They're done. They're finished. Speaking of being finished, so are we. We're going to move over to the audience hangout portion of the show on YouTube and Patreon. So those of you on Instagram and listening on audio, thanks so much for being with us. We will talk to you next time. Have a good one. Love ya. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no less namey. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Hava Nagila Weber.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Livin' with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's got a leg up, it's Beth Annie.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinkin' Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.